Good morning. We are talking with Chad Abram, Prairie du Chien City Administrator, reviewing the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening. Chad, you said it wasn't a very long meeting, which
it,
is...
It was not. It was 8 minutes.
All right. There we go. Well, I know a couple things you wanted to talk about was with Public Works, historical marker on St. Ferrell Island.
Yeah, so this was brought forward to the Park Board originally from Mary Antoine, the State Historical Society, wanted to place a historical marker near the, it's like between the Fireman's Shelter and Black Hawk Avenue.
Oh,
somewhere
okay.
In that vicinity.
Okay.
Apparently there was a enslaved lady that lived there named Courtney. I don't have all the details. Mary Antoine is the historical guru of Prairie du Chien, as I would like to say. But the state brought it forward. So the process, Park Board, it goes to Public Works. They approved the Park Board's recommendation. It went to council. They approved the recommendation as long as the historical marker is near Blackhawk Avenue and Ville Lewis Road outside of the right-of-way so people can see it when they're walking.
You don't want to walk to the middle of a field
to try to find this historical marker. If you're walking on Blackhawk Avenue, you'll be able to stop and read about it. Still has to go through the Design and Preservation Commission, which is the historic... commission, so it'll go through that as well. But that was approved last evening by the Common Council.
All right. And I know you wanted to talk about the Great Lakes Watercross, the jet ski races.
Yes, this is, I believe, the third year, maybe?
Yeah, at least third year.
Yeah, at least third year. So the Park Board, Mike Wallace came to me, and before he met with the Park Board and he had that on the agenda, I said, well, because they utilized the Ville Lewis boat landing,
mm-hmm.
So they pretty much utilize the entire landing for the weekend until they're out of town. I said, we need to increase the fees slightly granted people can use the marina boat landing and the sewer plant boat landing during the event. But I said, because they're, pretty much taking over that landing, we need to increase the fees on that. So what the Park Board's recommendation was to go, instead of the 1 to 3 block radius, we're going to go to the 4 to 6 block radius, which increases the fees from like, $300 to like $651 for the entire event with the rental of the shelters. That was approved by the Park Board, the Common Council, or the Public Works Committee made the recommendation to the council, and then the council approved that last evening as well for the Great Lakes Watercross jet skis. People always, at first they're a little hesitant about this, but if you talk to Chief Tinor or any of the other officers, they say they're an awesome group to work with. They self-police themselves. They clean up, do a good job cleaning up. And it's something different for visitors and residents to go see. You don't get jet ski races in this area, and it's been a long time since I saw one. So it's a fun event to go and bring kids. They probably like it as well.
Yeah.
So, and it's a free event.
Yes.
So it's a free event for all the people to see. So we're happy to welcome back again this year.
And I know you did want to bring up one thing. There is a Fort Fun fundraiser coming up on February 20th.
Yes, at the Barn Restaurant, February 20th. I believe it starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And it goes till 8 o'clock, and it's a guest server night. I'll be a guest server, I believe.
I will be, too.
You are, too. I know Chief Tinor is. Our airport manager, Todd Berry, is going to be. There'll be a lot of guest servers there that night at the Barn. This is the kickoff to the Fort Fun rehabilitation and or new creation of an all abilities park is I think the theme that we're going to similar ones you see in Platteville and Holman just put one in as well. So we're looking at improving Fort Fun. It has been many years there and it's time for it to improve it. So this is the kickoff to the start the fundraising campaign for Fort Fun.
If anything, come out to just watch Chad and I attempt to serve food.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
It could be
it's
very
been a while. I used to do it at Pizza Hut all
know,
the time.
I know. It's been, I said, it's
pizza.
Been a while since somebody asked me to do one of these. So.
Of course, the big joke is, they're like, so are you going to like screw up a ribeye on purpose? So then, I'll take care of that. Don't worry. Let me
just eat this.
Yeah, right.
And I know you did want to mention the next meeting will be February 25th because of the Supreme Court election that's coming up
on the
18th.
Yes. So we won't have a council meeting till the end of the month. It'll be back-to-back then. It'll be February 25th, and then the first Tuesday in March right away we'll have another one.
All right. We are talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening here in Prairie du Chien.